Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic poet.
Sit back,
poet.
Relax, enjoy.
The angelic.
Coming to an end near you.
The original.
Yeah.
Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
What it do, poetic family. You're listening to the original poetry at the dock with your girl, China Blue, the boss lady, a.k.a. Daphne Angelic Poetess, is out of the building tonight, so it's just me, but she will be here on Friday for Controversial Friday with the politicking, so get your current event pieces out, same poetic time, same poetic channel. Again, that's this Friday, so do your homework, poets, get those politicking pieces together. And let's do this. So that's on Friday. Shout out to the chat room and all those live and on time. It's open mic tonight. So if you want to get on my mic, dial 347-826-9842. If you're new to this, don't be afraid to press 1 and get in queue. It's all love around here. At least most of the time. Poetic Black, I see you, baby. I got some words for you. Don't waste your time, y'all. Press the number 1. Get in queue. Spit what's on your heart, what's on your mind. It's Hip Hop Tuesday. Open mic. No theme. No gimmicks. Just good music and you. So, now that we got that out the way, here is AZ with Sugar Hill. We'll be right back.
Go to white, you know how we do. No more cutting grams or wrapping grands up in
rubber bands. I'm a recovered man. I would plan to discover other lands. Suburban places got me seeking for oasis. Fist out by the cases. Ladies of all races with dime faces. Sex on the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. Oh, this ain't promise. I'm as determined as some old timers. I want a villa in the Costa Rica so I can smoke my beef and enjoy how life's supposed to treat you. Late in the shades of the Everglades. Finally forever paid. Wearing the finest fabrics hell has ever made. Me and my team. Caribbean cuisines. I guess being down for so long. I'm on this tour to see my dreams. A new way of life to adapt to, cause these streets are gassy and have you caught up in the rapture, deja vu. I could vision my killer crew more hospitable, consciously aware plus political. Cause though they claim every man's created equal, us as native people find it harder for nights to sleep through. But once established, we eating lovely, living lavish like the house of a sign pavis. I gotta add it, it's so plush just to visualize it's like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Plus,
All right, y'all, and you're back. You're listening to the Original Poetry After Dark. It's Hip Hop Tuesday for those of you that just joined us on the scene here. Listening to China Blue, Dap is off for the night. If you're on the line and you want to see all the craziness that's going on in the chat room, log on for free at blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. That's D-P-O-E-T-E-S-S. And click on tonight's show link and get in on the madness. Speaking of madness, let me bring in my first poet for the night. Let's see who we got. 603, it's on you. What to do?
Wow, it is Miss Fab. I am not so used to being first.
It's so nice, though. It's nice to be first.
Absolutely. I'm not too sure about this piece. I just wrote it 20 minutes ago, but it's worth trying. It's called No Longer Complicated. So here goes nothing. Truth of the matter is, I should have never fell in love with an asshole like you. You preach about respecting women, then disrespect me to my face. More than once, it was constant. You're a word manipulator. Had them twisted in my head till I only saw the good and ignored my feelings on the bad. You led me into this land of it's complicated. My list of complaints grew like a tumor till it was time to get rid of you. Took one more trip to Wonderland, tried the glass slipper on, but it never did fit. Yet I settled, unpacked a few boxes, just enough to live the perfect lie. It's complicated became a relationship. Space became non-existent. I had you up in my head till I had to ask permission to breathe without you. I had to write you a dear John letter, then block and delete you. I asked for 2 weeks, and you couldn't even give me that. Trying so hard to invade my mental, only showing love when it was too late, screaming, babe, don't leave, after I already slammed the door in your fucking face. I tried to climb all the walls you built to block me out, but I fell into the looking glass and didn't end up in Wonderland, and I don't need you. I will be better off not knowing you. Take your rules and controlling nature. I no longer can let you exhaust me. Change my status back to single. I wanted to make this work, but there is no hope. Say goodbye to a year wasted. I just wish you success. End poem.
And that's how you start a show right there, folks. I'm with Candace in the chat room, blazing a bike. We truly, truly enjoyed getting in that piece. That's how you say it, you know? This is the piece right here. I think this is goes along with a Poetic Seduction's piece. This is the ladies' anthem, right? Goldie say he get did John letters like this all the time. That's messed up, Goldie. Okay, Fallow, please tell the people where they can get to more of your madness.
You can find me on Facebook.com/MissFab4, EVA. You can find me on YouTube till the beginning of March because I still owe people like 3 days after the month is over. So I'm very dedicated to the 30. So I'll probably go to March 3rd or something like that. So you can look up Miss Fabuloso on YouTube and you will find my 30 videos.
Okay, real quick, Fab, was that a current piece you just wrote? Is that what's happening right now? Because, you know, I get them.
It is a current piece. It's, like, fresh off the press, like, a week ago. So, yes, it's very present. We will take care of Mr. Trouble.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in the chat room. Appreciate you being first.
No problem.
No problem. 901, please. Don't bring the hostility. Just bring some love. Just bring some love.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Hey, young queen.
Hey, it's Ascension Divine.
Are you bringing love?
I don't know about this piece. I'm about to spit, but it's a little hostile. I must admit I'm in a hostility mode.
Everybody hostile. Is this what Tuesday is all about? I thought this was what happens on Fridays, but apparently. Yeah, I'm feeling this way tonight. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. This poem is called She Called Me a Bitch.
He tried to talk to me, but I wasn't feeling his style. So as I began to walk away, he was like, bitch, interesting. I cleaned out my ears so I could hear correctly. I said, excuse me, sir, what did you say? He said, bitch. So now it's time to go in on him because I'm nobody's bitch. But the true definition of a bitch is a female dog, so you know a dog is a man's best friend. So I told him, it takes a bitch to know a bitch, to serve a bitch, to own a bitch. Now, who's the bitch? He looked at me kind of confused because he didn't respond. He didn't think I was going to respond like that. So I told him that I'm a woman with class. You can't approach me any type of way and think it's cool. No, that's not me. So watch the bitch word because I'm nobody's female dog, but I'm a human being, so that's different. I'm not going to submit on four legs for nobody. That's not me. But I'm going to walk on my two feet and walk away from this thing before your face meets my hand and we break bread. Well, let's just say I break noses because it's disrespectful you to come at me this way. It's not my fault you don't got no swagger. It's not my fault that you weren't going to type me. It's not my fault that you wasn't a pretty sight to me. So you decided to disrespect me? Man, you got this game twisted because this will never be. Let me teach you something, son. Your mom didn't raise you that way. Would you talk to your mother this way? Or how about your grandmother? Or how about your sister? You say, no? Is that what I hear? Don't talk to me like that because I am someone's daughter. I am someone's sister. I am someone's grandchild. So talk to me like you would talk to your sister. Let me say, you, what? Wait, excuse me? What I hear? You said, I'm sorry. No, I don't got time for nobody sorry because you should have been sorry when you said it the first time, but you repeated yourself, so evidently sorry didn't matter to you at that time. So let me say this. I'm sorry for putting you in your place because the next time you come to a female, I bet the bitch won't even escape your face. It won't be your escape. Just don't get the rejection confused with confidence because my confidence is high because you was rejected because you called me a bitch. And that's that piece.
Well, lady. Yeah, I don't know. Some kind of DTR delay tonight, so y'all bear with me with the sound effects. But let me tell you this. It must be something in the water, ladies, because that's how y'all started the Hip Hop Tuesday. They didn't change the title of the show. We got Tell It Like It Is Tuesday and Test Me Tuesday and all types of Tuesdays going on. That's what's happening. I see some people put their hand up. They must be feeling some type of way about it. Okay, Ascension, Divine, please tell the people where they can get some more of your madness.
Well, this is my madness. I'm just hot deleted for some time, not all the time, but you can catch me on Facebook at Sierra Ascension Divine Clark, Twitter, Floetic. Now you can catch me on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Talented Tune Tuesday as a co-host. So catch me in the fire.
That's right. Congratulations on your night doing your thing with the 10, what was it, 10 don't do's or something like that.
The LST top 10.
Top 10, look. Okay, congrats on that. You had a great show. I enjoyed myself over there with the team. Teams, if you're listening, you're looking for a spot, follow your girl, Sierra. Well, she just told y'all she can be reached. That's what's up. Much love to you, baby girl.
Hey.
Peace. All right, one more poet, 773-382. It's all you want to do.
Good evening, love muffins.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fantastical. How about yourself, baby girl?
Oh, here we go. I love it when you say fantastical.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to make words. It's fun.
It is fun, and as poets, we can do that thing. What you got for me tonight?
I'm not gonna be. I don't have anything angry.
That's good.
It's too late. No, it's too late at night to be angry. So I got a piece, but I just lost it. Don't look at it. Hold on.
Let me find something real nice and sweet for you.
All right. I got something nice and sweet.
We're calming down, y'all. Lights on.
Well, you can turn them down a little bit.
Okay. Turn them off.
Allow me to seduce you with this lyrical wordplay. See if I can make you shiver with each hyperbole, have your mental legs open, and with most get lost coasting, I get found floating in your ocean. I'm saying, just let me make love to you with my pen, insert verb after your noun, and then provide you proper punctuation and phonetic stimulation, have you thinking sounds that words can't pronounce. Just let me try. I just want to see if I can speak your Thursday on Sunday, have you feeling like Friday on Monday, see you losing yourself in my personal thesaurus, looking up words that mean the same as how you seen them from my ass and tongue tricks and verbal licks. Are you wet yet? Then try this. See, I spit poetry to your clit. Get you lost in my shit and find you naked in this bliss. Damn. Come on, just let me a little. I just want to see if my vocabulary gets your imaginary climax as high as I. You get that tingle in your thigh when I'm speaking to your mic. Tell me with your words how you see my visions at night, how my verbiage excites you and writes me delight. See, I want to create condensation in your concentration, have you speaking adjectives of this stimulation, allowing you to see my future from behind me. And you can find me right in front of we. I'm saying, just let me extract ecstasy from your dictionary. Replace it with me and we. Replace the usual with very. I'm just trying to say, let my page be where you land and expand and scribble your demands and obey to your command and my pen writes you with flaws and no draws because it's like that, but pause. Now stay where you are. Can you feel my words? I sure hope you do. And if you do, I'll have part two coming soon. And that is that piece.
Well, all right. If I must say, you definitely changed the mood. That's the thing. Yes.
You know I try.
And yes.
I try.
You're not trying. You have done. It has been done. She has spoken. Okay?
I'm glad that I can lighten it up. Little Queen, so angry. Everybody's so angry. Like, oh, come on. It's all right. It's okay.
It might be the music. It does that from time to time. Please.
Girl.
Please let the people know where they can get some more of that.
Definitely hit my Facebook. You can find me at Lyrical Paradigm. If you do send me a friend request, please let me know how you know me because you will sit in my friend request box forever. check me out on Twitter, The Lyrical Paradigm. Ask somebody for a link if you can't find one. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, however you can find me. Just type Google me. You'll find me one way or another.
One way or the other. Please, y'all, hook up with this sister. She's one of my faves. Representing the shy all day, every day. Much love to you, Lyrical. And, of course, the young queen in the chat room, Ascension, is saying she loves you. You're a hot poet. You're a lyrical monster. A big fan. She's done nothing but love. I know, right? Appreciate you, queen.
Anytime, love, child.
No doubt. All right, we're about to take another poet. I'm going to take 813. 813, it's on you. What to do?
China.
Uh-oh. Remix. What to do?
Ah, this is Songbird.
Hey, Songbird. Look, you got Go E excited in the chat room. Thinking about you about to get naughty with it. Like, I was going to bed, but he ain't going to bed. You're not going to bed, boo. Stick around. What you got for me?
Well, sorry to disappoint Goldie. I just can't go there. But this piece is titled The Common Denominator. Most mature people understand the dynamics of relationships when they end. Sometimes it's us, sometimes it's them, and sometimes it's better to just remain as friends. When every relationship you enter in always has the same inevitable end, even though the people have changed, their conduct, mindset, and characters are each different, but the one remaining factor that stays true is the common denominator is you. Throughout your life is the same resounding, attention-seeking scheme. The violinist stays warmed up and in position to play your composition, your anthem and life's theme, the Somebody Done Me Wrong song. Never once has it occurred to your mind and psyche that it could be you and not them. Family and close relations have heard your recitation of the teachers don't like you. Your classmates talk about you. On the job, your whining theme is the boss never promotes you. Your coworkers are jealous and count you out of activities and functions. You hop from church to church when others catch on to your manipulating drama, lies, plots, and schemes. You're a masquerader, perpetrator, full of lies and deceit, always pointing the fingers at others and shifting the blame on everyone but you. You forget the simple fact that when you point your fingers at others, there are three fingers and a thumb pointing right back at you. You keep running and moving to different places with different faces, and once again the drama begins. Your friends, a few, and your family has grown weary of you because of the seductive, destructive, counterproductive things you say and do, the exaggerations of truth, your phony ways and games you play, with the victim being your favorite role and the pity parties you like to throw every other day. What's done in the dark will come to light. Like the dog that chases his tail, a vicious cycle and continuum your life stays in. Your life will spin into an untimely end unless you break free and open your eyes to finally see. The common denominator has always been you. The common denominator is you. In peace.
That is my songbird, y'all. I absolutely love her pen. All right, ladies, doing a thing tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Tuesday. This is how we do it. Appreciate you, Queen.
Oh, you know, as always, one love, my sister.
Please let the people know how they can get some more of that.
You can find me on Facebook, Kelly Songbird Garden. I don't have it in front of me because it's new, but I'm also on Songbird G on Yola site, YouTube. I'm on Twitter, and just about anywhere on Facebook, I'm there. And Thursday's Songbird's Poetic Vibe on Blog Talk. At 8 p.m. Eastern.
Check her out. We'll be
there. All right. I'll sit back on the sofa and pass the mic.
No doubt. That's how we do it. All right, y'all. You know what time it is. We're about to take another break. You know what time it is. It's Hip Hop Tuesday. Don't forget, y'all, the mic is open. No theme, no gimmick. So press one. Get in and sit if you're in the chat room and you don't quite understand how it goes. Dial the number 347-826-9842. Press 1, get in queue, spit what's on your mind, what's on your heart, whatever you want, I want. That's how we're going to do things. When I come back, we passing the mic to, I believe, 318. So when I come back, 318, the mic is on you. Shout out to my man Nam out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. If you're out there in the area, be at the Hip Hop Congress Executive Suite next Thursday, February 16th at 8 p.m. for the hottest hip hop showcase to ever exist. It's going down in the Natty on the 16th. Black Thursday Hip Hop Showcase, $5 cover, must be 18 and over. If you're trying to be a part of the show or you just want more information, text 859-955-0421 or call 513-356-1470. And, of course, I'll be posting the link up all around Facebook.
City. So I'll post it also in the chat room. Shout out to Flo Edit Flow out there in the Natty. She just won the first Cincinnati Slam of the Year this past Sunday at the Slam hosted by NAM at the Greenwich, which I talked about on Friday. It happens every first and third Sunday of the month. So, yeah, congrats to Flo Edit Flow. Much love to you, Queen. Remember, y'all, the mic is open now. 347-826-9842. First one to get on my mic. Here is Phil Monk with Simon Says.
Fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Barrel fucking march ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You so fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivator, boom, control the game like boom. Ready to rock, clock, dollar, flip, tits like a way to block shots. Doubt's way to let my lyrics anoint. If you're holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crash now. What's up? Girlies, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free them. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess, star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist, cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or time exorcist. Wicked like exorcist, such as the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The Bronx is in the back shooting trash now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
I said, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerusalem, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
Yo, Tam, let's do the haters a favor and school them on some new Jerusalem with that dirty Jerry style flavor. Cause when I spit on the mic, I know they hate it. It's like fireworks from the depths of my mind, the verbal bomb detonated. And I ain't nobody to play with and they don't realize it yet. I'm willing to show them how come they the outcome and I'm the factor. I'm a backward hazard with all the answers and they can only fix shit broken and not things shattered. Split them like lint and half a half of divided fractions. I'm like Eve with all the apple seeds and none for Adam. Tell that glorious bastard he was an atom and never really mattered. The color of beef will get you juked and have you rattled like a yoo-hoo and get you shook. Real talk, you don't want it with me in real life, so I don't know what the fuck the color beef looks like. But if I had to describe the texture up here in Brick City, I'd say it smells like a mix of relaxer and even some neutralizer. Either way you chef it up, I brutalize, euthanize, and then eulogize. Wake up, Mikey, you're dreaming again. My color of beef will leave an aftertaste in your mouth like you need a dietitian. I'm a pompous hellcat. Fuck that, I'm a Vexax vixen. Brick City is where I'm living. Play your position before you in need of a position. I got unconditional inhibitions and not even making that money to make me submissive. We got bright expectations rolling in tinted expeditions till dreams come into fruition and we complete that mission. I push them so far back that they think they in remission. You should be less concerned with how I'm living than where I'm living till you understand the what ifs of being what it is and isn't. But the real question is, just how forgiving can I be with them? I'm not. I'm from Dirty Jersey and it's north to be more specific. But if you got beef, then we'll flip into skinless grilled chicken. How you spalled out like a crash dummy quicker than Farina in 2 seconds. It's the murder metropolis and I know you've heard of us. North's a city of burglars and unsolved murders. This is Brick City, ain't no suburbs, just suburbans. And we be moving that powdered milk calling the hustlers cattle herders.
It's Jamie Bond and the poetic child Tammy Jones representing Dirty Jers. Believe what you heard, it's the place we call home. Patterson, the Silk City, when shit happens, fuck the first 48. From the first shot, you're already too late. Mouths closed like a door slam. Bam! No voice heard. Even clues are clueless, but we already knew this. Step to my toe, the color of beef will get a wreath around your neck. Close like a choker. It will have you wheezing for breath, a damn wreck. Another sec, your body will lose perspective. Start decomposing will be the clean version of description. Be a rat and some bullets will blow some holes through your teeth. Outlined in chalk will be what the hood gets to see. If you want beef, I ain't the one, and I'll shut you up like a Ziploc. Heartbeat will tick-tock lethal, like a pin pull from a grenade. My pen is my blade, and my words tell it. Fuck wasting time trying to persuade, because I'm not trying to sell you shit. Like UPS, I deliver at the speed of business, and whatever it is, you're gonna get it. My promise is gold so bold I speak spitting bars. I'm breathing to suck the sun out your dreams and make shit bleak. If you come barking up the wrong tree, I spit verbal shots at your mental and try to critical condition some brain tissue, because being so fucked up in the mind with issues, you need solutions. Life got you struggling as I juggle 3 rhyme lines. This ain't a rap battle, but I'll jiggle my rattle to let you know Dirty Jersey's in the house and on the scene, and we are home of the mob. Jimmy Hoffa, wherever the hell he'll pop up, one day he'll resurrect like Jesus did. That's what beef is. The color of beef is the darkest streak, a dried blood stain, the face of the devil with eyes fiery red. He was on News 12 the next day, shot dead. Drug dealer and cold-blooded killer, real talk. Yeah, I represent Dirty Jers, the Silk City, the last city of northern New Jeru. Be schooled, the color of beef is louder than blood on a wall under a forensic lamp. Beef is the reality of stupidity, of a childish mentality I am more than equipped to deal with, leaving one stripped of dignity when he or she steps to me. That's the color of beef. Peace.
All right, y'all, and you're back. You're listening to the original Poetry at the Dock with your girl, Tina Blue. The last track that you just heard was Tammy Jones. Shout out to her and her production team. She gets to the end if y'all looking for some beats, hit her up. Shout out to Jamie Bond. Much love to Bond, Jamie Bond, a.k.a. Miss You Don't Want It, Miss Brick City herself, for showing all the poetry hosts some love, to all the great shows out there making poetry happen. Shout out to all of y'all. One of the hosts from last night that had a show was Mr. Black Ice. He has a show this Saturday, which I'm just trying to make my way to in Chicago at the Ice Theater. If you're looking for tickets, I'm going to post the link up in my chat room and get y'all some more information on that. I don't want to hold up too long on that. Look, the VTR is really screwing up over here. Forgive me for the little situation with the mess house. Okay, also, let me say this. If you're out there and you're attending these events, hit us up on the show or on our fan page, the Original Poetry at the Dock on Facebook, or our group, Authentic Ink, and let us know how it went. I mean, if you're out there and you're going to the events, I want to know if you liked it, what you didn't like about it, you know, what the features were like, you know, what's going on out there. So to all of the people that's going, if you're a guest, if you're spitting on the mic. All people are like, I want to know what's going on. So hit me up if you got to inbox me. That's going to calm your nerves. I just want to know what's going on. So if you're out there and you're attending these events out here, if you're spitting and you've got a promoter and you want to talk about the promotion, about what's going on out there, just let me know so I can put it out there about what's going on. So meanwhile, let's get back to the mic. 318, I got you waiting. It's on you. What to do?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? My name is Arthur Nicole Brown.
Hi, Arthur Nicole Brown.
Better known as Love Me Do. And I have a piece, and it's short and sweet, and it's titled Don't Drop the Soap.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're out of hope. Dude, don't drop the soap. I bet you find it hard to cope. Dude, you're crude and rude and full of dirt and oil. Wash yourself clean because you are mean. I don't want to be on your team. You hung yourself from a short rope. When you shower, dude, don't drop the soap. Next time you'll treat someone right. Next time you'll want to do it too. Next time maybe you'll want to live the life that's true. Maybe you'll stop being so cutthroat. But in the meantime, dude, don't drop the soap. And that's that piece.
Well, all right. I wasn't expecting it with the episode, so here we go. Don't drop the soap, please. Point Break is in. I need to know what inspired that. Hello, you with me? 318? Huh? Yeah, she spit and dropped the mic. 251, it's on you. What to do?
What's good, Miss Blue? This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew Boo.
How you doing, Boo? I think I'm going to try something different tonight, you know, like a poet medley of my favorite poems, you know?
I can dig that. I can dig that. Let's go.
So I got to really start off with Why I Love Poetry. I never met poetry. She's 5'7", with caramel skin and light brown eyes, with a tattoo that says, Feel Me, on one of her thighs. Not too thick, but more than slender, with heaven in her touch and a kiss so tender. She commands respect, so please don't offend her. She's wisdom, love and passion, all mixed up in a blender. And I want to thank poetry for introducing me to my pen. Now you both are seducing me on a bed of paper. Perfume on my lyrics, I'm inhaling the vapor. When we make love, it's like $1 million caper. When I close my eyes, I can envision the shape of me on top of you. You on top of me, and me on top of her. Could this be a blur of my imagination? Damn, I'm getting a tingling sensation because I feel the stimulation, the elation from their body's dedication. And my rhythmic gyration give them orgasmic sensation. Skimming on early vacations on Hawaii sand, saying, damn, that's my girl. And damn right, I'm her man. And see, poetry, I just want to lay hands on you. Place no demands on you. Your hair caress every strand on you. Take my time, the hourglass sands, times two. And ex-girlfriend, I'm with poetry. And I know why you keep calling my phone. Your new man is doing it wrong. Cause you don't sound like me, put it down like me, turn your body round and round like me. And when it's time to fight for your love, nigga than clown like me, turn your body round and round like me. And guess what? Poetry, she's with me. Peace. And peace.
That's the recent arrival, y'all. Guess nobody do it like him. Appreciate you calling in, making it in.
Thanks, you know, same old thing, you know. Facebook.com, Twitter, recent arrival. It's all good. Good to hear from you, too.
No doubt. Appreciate you.
All right, lady.
All right. 845, it's on you. What to do?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm great. I go by Lady J, and I like to share a piece called Guilty Pleasures. The evidence of decadent pleasure from the spot reserved for one pours forth, yet another makes her shudder as she pulls on her nipples like an udder. Her eyes close to the world around her and also to the symbolic noose around her finger. She enters the offending member into her mouth in sync with her hips. Words of endearment and even profanity escape from spit-licked lips. Once again, her lover is under the cover she shares with her significant other. Not so significant, actually, even less so sexually, at least between the two in recent times. Somewhere along this journey, there was a blurring of the lines, no longer a meeting of the minds. Infidelity chipped away at the tie that binds and loosened her legs. The freedom of her act left little time for forethought, only pleasure, and without measure, justification kept coming as she kept humming the sweet melody of the song that kept her running back to it. Two became three, and as innocent an act as she tried to portray it to be, she felt more and more guilty. As her feelings for her husband back and forth would swing, more dependent she became of her thing, and on it she would rock. And from a not so far distance, I would watch, envy in my heart and dick in my hand, as I witnessed my wife become lover to a dildo, as I was left being the other man. Peace.
That's what you call a story right there. That's storytelling right there.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. Please let the people know. They're like, what turned into a deal, though? Please let the people know where they could get some more of that at.
I'm on Facebook also. Jamala Gilliam is my name. And I'm currently working on a book, Lady J, the Arrow series.
No doubt. Well, congratulations on the book. Congrats and good luck. I hope you get it out and you're successful as always. I'm wishing everybody nothing but the best with all they're trying to do. I appreciate you calling in to share with us. Come again.
Thank you for the forum.
No doubt. All right. One more poll and then we're going to go on a break. 603 is on you. What it do?
It is Stabo. I had to come back through. I just wrote a piece.
You just wrote a piece and came back.
Yes, this piece is called I Want to Punch You in the Throat, also known as Why I Need Anger Management.
This is what happens when she listens to Feral Monk. Go ahead.
There is no denying my emotions. Opened your fucking mouth as you stumbled across the room, sputtering hateful speech. You must have felt so good, you fucking piece of shit. I take a good look at you. It's like staring down at lost potential. The desire is there. I want to punch you in the throat. No simple way to say it, yet as verbal diarrhea seeps out your mouth, I dream of doing violent things to you. I could pick up this chair and hit you in the head, but I'd rather aim for your throat. Punch you hard till I have your vocal cords in my hand. I want to feel your last scream as I sever them. Want to feel the blood drip down my hands as you lay there with an open tracheotomy, trying to beg for help with only your eyes. There's going to be an emergency if you don't shut the fuck up. I have no time for your ignorance, and I haven't finished my coffee yet. I haven't even went into therapy, and I can smell your end is near. I want to lay you out, curse you out, and spit on you. I never could wish this fate on you, yet you got my blood boiling. I need to get you out of my fucking head. Maybe staple your mouth shut. I told you to sit the fuck down now, and I suggest you sit down because I'm no mood for your opinion. I've only been awake for an hour. Can't control my anger, and I can smell the stench of death calling you, you dirty bum. You're no better. I just want to punch you in the throat. Desire to curb stomp the common sense back into you. Take your freedom of speech away. Cut your tongue out. Throw you away like yesterday's garbage and go on with my day. End poem.
Yeah, so that was Miss Fab. Yeah, she is feeling some type of way tonight. That fool better get it together. She's going to take away his freedom of speech? My God.
We'll be back, y'all. Jay-Z, show you how. We'll be back.
Catch up, niggas, jam, fading them hoes. How you gave them that? The Audemars Piguet with the alligator strap. Sick of your niggas with your now or later raps. Rap about it now, hope you get it later. Do a couple shows, hope you niggas are saving up. I show you how to do this, son. With this particular watch, be a one of one. That means none before it, none to come. The homie that's rapping be the only one that has it. I show you how to do this, son. You ain't heard I push the six when the fives is out. You can't fight me. In the Porsche, I box you out. I show you how to do this, son. We don't drive X5s. We give them the baby mamas. Push the big top that's shaped like a Kansas chicken snack box. I get it cracking when I'm backing out the garage. The 360 drop for raw. Shut down Manhattan. Fuck it though, like fuck it though. Nights on, daytime, lights on. Hell yeah, I'm frontin', but you love it though. I show you how to do this, son. Nigga, I'm a check writer, your royalty receivers. Y'all eating off per diem, on the low like a Caesar. Pay your taxes, y'all niggas hustling backwards. I cop and crash with, Jay is a bastard. I show you how to do this, son. How you want it? My jeans is 300. These ain't diesel, nigga, these is a diesel. Top is rock, you know the rest. A big bucket of frozen water on my chest. I show you how to do this,
listen,
son,
man.
Get a crate, some crackers, some house slippers, a newspaper, look out, boy, and get your chips up. Or get a gun, a mask, an escape route. Some duct tape or make them take you to the house. Say, ma, don't give them nothing unless he's treating you special. Soon he get desperate and go down and bless you. And when he come up for air with a mouth full of hair, just grab your coach bag and get the fuck out of there. Yeah. I show you how to do this, hun. Look, think big, fuck getting your nails done. Think cars, crib, jewels, some shit for your son. Don't let them give you hard dick and bubble gum. Make them cop the Lex Bubble 2001, hun. I show you how to do this, hun. And if your man got you bagging up, it could be worse. Just put a little in the baggie, put a little in the purse.
Put on the baggie. This nigga's a genius. Put it on the baggie.
Hey, Daddy. Yeah, I got it.
Do me a favor. Never listen to number 10. That shit is whack. Put it on the baggie.
Little bit of the purse. Hey, yeah, I had to play the whole part out because that's my part right there. 8 of 11, that's what we're doing. It's Hip Hop Tuesday. Welcome back. You're listening to your girl, Titan Blue. Remember, y'all, the mic is open. If you want to get on my mic, dial 347-826-9842. Chat room, I see you poets in there. Get on my line, press 1 so y'all can get in queue and hit this mic. Appreciate everybody that's on the line listening, everybody in the chat room, 973. It's on you. What to do?
Hey, Deb. Hey, China Blue. It's Tammy Jones. How you doing?
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, I'm getting this becoming a habit.
Ain't nothing wrong with this being a habit. Make it your habit, baby.
I got a piece called Both Are Killing Me. My mind is trapped. I slapped myself. Fucked up situation trying to work myself out of this mess to the destination where peace will release the beast in this relationship. It's just me abusing me. The muck beating on the pedigree. Both are killing me. Reprieve, please. Release my tension with impression of a bullet impressed upon my mind. Meditation in the temple on the position in the barrel where the plug can be found. On my knees, I pray from the ground. In the corner where a woman raped became pregnant with a daughter, followed with the slaughter, she ended in an abortion as she died, a bleeder, a conceiver of pain just to avoid this blame. Such a fucking shame. Both are killing me, rape and abortion, the threat and extortion. He promised his death will become her if he was found out. Too late. My mind is trapped. I slap myself. Fuck up situation trying to work myself out of this mess to the destination where peace will release the beast in this relationship. It's just me abusing me. The muck beating on the pedigree. Both are killing me. Drugs played out as slugs. The bullet in the chamber. Who is gamer? Drug dealer or the consumer? Which one is doomed loser? The dealer eventually does time and the consumer will see the end of time fry. The fiend does not realize he cannot lose. He can lose his own life even as his family cries and his child says, Daddy, I don't want you to die. One gets caught up in chains, strained, not able to control it. A stable table, walking with two uneven legs, takes for trouble. Whether he's a seller or a buyer, both are abusers. My mind is trapped. I slap myself. Fucked up situation trying to work myself out of this mess to the destination where peace will release the beast in this relationship. It's just me abusing me. The muck beating on a pedigree. Both are killing me. The dealer, the consumer, drugs sold and bought, waiting on someone to get caught. Either filling the cemetery or the prison, people have lost the vision. It's just me abusing me, the muck beating on a pedigree. You all are killing me. MP.
Respect and mad love to you, Tammy. That's what's up. She's a thankful no one can reach you. I played your track earlier with you and Bond, James Bond. I don't know if you were here for that, but I was definitely digging that track. We played it on Friday for Artist Showcase, and I wanted to do it again because I can do that.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I was listening from work. I wasn't able to really do much, but I did hear you play, and I thank you so much. I really do. You guys keep a poet humble, and you let us spit, and, you know, hey, what more can you have? Being heard. Thank you. Anybody looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, Poetry Child. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. That's what's up. Okay, for all of those in Chicago area that's trying to get that information about the show on Saturday that I'm trying to be at, it's Intimate Conversations presented by Black Ice Productions, a Tubo Entertainment, a pre-Valentine's Day spoken word concert hosted by Black Ice and Miles, starring him. Future of Love Personified, Unspoken, Miss J, John Julius, Amani Truth, who we got some love for over here, Good and Plenty, Hood Rage, and special invited guest, the queen of erotic poetry herself, Mrs. Strawberry Taylor. That's a big deal, y'all. So it'll be live this Saturday at the Ice Theater. That's 3330 West Roosevelt Road. Doors open at 7:30. Showtime is at 9 p.m. $20 general tickets, $25 for VIP. That's where I'm trying to be. Cast spot from 8 to 9, so if you're in Chicago area and that's what you're trying to do, contact me, y'all. I need somebody to hang out with in the chat, to support you with. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so getting back to the lines, I'm going to bring in 907. 907, it's on you.
Hi, it's Candace.
Oh, snap. Hold on, let me get my smoker's jacket.
Look, I was going to read this one piece, but I was like, let me tell you why. And luckily, you know, I found my other one because I was like, you know, it's a little too weird. We did a show on Channel Candace Midnight about these people, these transgender people that was like putting semen all in their butt, trying to look like women and have an ass and everything. And it just got me to thinking about, you know, people that, there are people that genuinely go through this. I don't know, which one, you want me to read, you know, that
I don't even, it doesn't even matter. I am just, it don't even matter.
Okay, I'm going to read this one, and I don't know, I may have read it on here before. I don't know.
I doubt
because,
it.
You know, it kind of fits with, you know, it's Black History Month and everything, so, okay. Enough talk. Okay, here we go. It's called The Blood of She. Brought here in chains, no longer me. Beaten, raped, and abused, never me, just she. Impregnated, birthing babies I never wanted and found hard to love. Slipped my wrist to escape another day of your vile touch. My blood mixed with the earth's dirt as my spirit floated above. I smiled because that wasn't me, just the blood of she. My spirit is reincarnated in a camp, My head is shaved, cheeks sunken in. Once again used, my mind and spirit broken. It doesn't matter, they say. The whore is nothing but a Jew. My spirit tells me to ignore it. They don't speak of me, only she. My child has died in my arms, no longer able to survive. No need for me to attempt to go on. Today I'll run if my legs will carry me. I know I'll be killed. The bullet in my back a vein of mercy, as heaven's hands gently lift me, whispering, you are loved now, daughter. They didn't kill you. Just spill the blood of she. My spirit awakens me again. On my knees, glory be to God. You're back in Africa now, child. My heart has finally arrived. My life blossoming in every way until the devil sneers, you were born Tutsi, not Hutu. I was only a girl, child, raped and murdered by my neighbors who said they never cared for me. Blood mixed with dirt, my spirit soared and smiled. Then whispering said, dear daughter, we'll be back again. That was never you, just the blood of she. In peace.
Well, I definitely think it's an honor and a pleasure to have Queen Candace on the show, and sharing with us. You don't get to hear it often, so that's exclusively for the original Poetry at the Dark tonight. So I don't care what she did it before. It's here now. That's what it's
about. Yeah, well, I thought I did it here before, though.
Maybe you have.
No,
it don't even
matter.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
I'm just excited to have it. Yes, Debbie. I agree. It was definitely a deep piece. Look, let the people know what you got going on, Candace. Let them know how they can find you and what's going on with Blazing the Mic.
Okay. Well, Blazing the Mic is on Wednesday nights from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in basically what's supposed to be 2 hours, but it never ends up being that way. It's basically into the last chord six, bringing in two pieces. We do them back-to-back. Starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, if you got something going on, you know, we definitely want to help you put it out there, you know, so come with all your information so we can help you spread the word. Also started a Blazing the Mic live show that I do actually several times during the week. It's like a, you can't call into it, but you can go live into the chat room. But, and I'm sharing a lot of people's work. So if you have a spoken word track, you know, either let me know where your CD is. You know, I'm more than happy to, you know, support people with a purchase. Or if you want to send just one track in that you want played, if you just have one and you don't have an album, you know, send it to me at thepoetsunplugged@gmail.com. And I'm more than happy to promote you that way as well. It's actually been a fun show, and, you know, I'm pretty happy with it, you know, for it just being like a week or 2 weeks or something like that. Because it's been getting listened to a lot. So just let me know, you guys, because, you know, I'm always happy to spread the word about my poet friends.
Yes, she is, and she's dedicated, y'all. Show her some love to what she has going on, because she's definitely out there showing you some love. I appreciate you calling in again and sharing with us, Queen. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all. I see the poets on the line, and I know how it goes. There's 56 minutes left on my mic, and what happens is you wait until we get to, like, 30 minutes, and then everybody puts their hand up at one time. I see you. I know how it goes. It's just the way the poets live. I got some people on request in the chat room. I know they see me. They're trying to see, act like they don't see me asking for a piece, but I know they see me out there. When we come back, I'll take 513 and then 773. We on breakout. Here's Dougie Fresh. It's Hip Hop Tuesday, y'all. Here's, if you didn't know, the show.
Know about that. It's Hip Hop Tuesday. You're listening to the original 4G After Dark with your girl Tina Blue. Shout out to the chat room, everybody on the live listening in. Appreciate all of y'all that showed up. Shout out to the Boss Lady. She's off for tonight. Boss Lady got another old school coming up, y'all, versus new school, old school versus new school battle. It's coming up at the end of the month. We got Tina Marie versus Mariah Carey. So, well, let me know what y'all think about that in the chat room. Tell me who you're going out. Who you rooting for, and that's what's happening at the end of the month. So if y'all trying to be a part of the battle,
make sure that your head is 11 p.m. Eastern with the boss lady. You know how old school how she do it. She gets to the end. And I love it. I didn't think I would, but I do. So much love to the boss lady. She'll be here Friday for Friday's show. Again, it's Politicking Friday. We Controversial Friday. If you got your political pieces out there you want to spit, you got a cause that you're trying to spit for, whatever you got on your heart and mind, we're getting our politics on. So make sure you hear this Friday again at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, and be here with me and the boss lady. I want to shout out I Live Hip Hop. They are now an official partner supporting the World Food Program. So if you want to promote your music on I Live Hip Hop for $5, they will donate 100% of the profits to the World Food Program to feed the hungry. To discuss their promotional package or for further information, email them at featuremyhiphop@gmail.com. A dollar fee is for children, so I'm going to post that link up in the chat room. If you're trying to get your music promoted, they will do that for $5 again, and they will donate it to the World Food Program. A dollar fee is for children, y'all, so help some kids out. Let's get back to the mic. On my mic, we have 513. 513, it's on you. What it do?
How you doing, trying to blow this Romeo D. Natty?
Hey, Romeo.
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm good. You know, it's Tuesday. Doing my hip-hop thing. Always feeling good.
Yeah, hot show, hot show. I want to say Miss Fab deserves a hug.
Yes, she does.
The pieces, they was kind of vicious.
Agreed.
Yeah, she was going in. I had to write a couple lines down, like, wow. It's like a tumor.
How you going to redeem the fellas? You going to redeem the fellas with your piece?
I'm going to just do a piece from I wrote over a year ago.
Huh?
Take it back. All right. The piece is titled You're My Poetry. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. You're my complete stanza. Without you, my life would have no shape or form. I can see the beauty of the world, but by you, my eyes have witnessed a glimpse of paradise. You are my metaphor. Like heaven on earth, but hell without you. I'm blessed with your presence. A presence from above is a fact I'm learning to never doubt you. You are my simile. Hot sweet cocoa warm of my body, soothing my soul. I drink from your cup. I just run it over, drenching my cravings while I submerge in rapture. You are my words, vivid portraits that paint the vocabulary into existence. Magnificent is your mind, marvelous is your mouth that produces rhythmical virtuosity that compares to none. You are my muse. You are the very reason I smile at morning's light. I dream of being the man in your dreams, almost like the way you take over my thoughts. I take my breath away. You stop the thump of my heart and speed up the beat all at the same time. I would lose my mind if it wasn't on you. Because you, I never want to lose. You're my love. You're my life. You're my poetry. That's my thought.
As always, absolutely beautiful. You got some chats in the chat room. Romeo.
Oh, shout out to the chat room.
Always loving you. Yes, it is. And they loving your thoughts, as always.
All right, I'm going to fall back. But yeah, shit.
Don't go yet. Let the people know how they can reach you, where they can find you at, what you got going on. Don't leave. Stay. Let them know.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, Romeo D apostrophe NATI. I currently have a YouTube, thanks to China Blue Edifying Graphics. You can check that out at Vista. China Blue Edifying Graphics. You can check out my YouTube, Mr. Romeo DiNatti. That's one name, no dot. Currently working on the album. Shout out to Tammy Jones, Bumani, and other various producers. Shout out to them. Currently working on the album. Romeo DiNatti presents My Thoughts. Trying to see if the people like my thoughts. See how that goes.
I think it's going to be great. And make sure you come right to the original Poetry After Dark for Cop That Tuesday when the album's
out. Most definitely. Shout out to Candace. I ain't been able to make her show chatting with Candace at Midnight, but that's a high show they got over there. And also,
indeed it is.
Also, check out that Nightbook. Ladies, it's okay to swallow.
Get off my line. Yeah, good night, 513. Always shouting out Midnight's book, Candace. He is wild business. 773-310 is you.
Hey, Miss Blue.
How you doing, Queen?
This is poetically correct.
I'm so glad you made it.
I'm so glad, too, because I thought I missed y'all. Because, you know, my man don't work too well when I don't eat enough, and I hadn't ate enough yet. But that's okay, because I was getting it in while we was dancing to Mr. Becky Fresh. I was smashing a whole Italian beef. You don't know. They wasn't ready. So we on the line now. I'm going to do this joint called Imagine, because I'm going to stay in the tone that he just set and, you know, bring y'all some love. Is that okay?
That's fine with me, baby. Get it in.
Okay. Imagine. People don't do that anymore. Well, I imagine that when you kiss me, you taste the sunrise on the tip of my lips, even in the afternoon. When you caress me, you feel the warmth of the sun on my skin as we journey into our horizon. You wrap the sunset around me and we hold the night under an orange sliced moon. You savor the citrus of my moon glow as we crater the ever essence of the creator. I imagine we hibernate amongst the universe and awaken in the heavens. When we speak, we give voice to mind. So people try to listen in, but we start at their finish and begin to use body language. And when we make love, I swear, other planets get jealous as we thrust through alien nations. We give birth to a new earth. We got Martians trying to visit us. And you wouldn't tap dance on my heart. But I imagined you would be the grand piano in the center of my orchestra, and you would play two octaves below middle C so that your love strokes me deeply. In the two starlit windows that lay parallel on my face, you see the future of you and us as clear as the present day, and that twinkle in my eye captures you like the magic of Disney. When you wish upon a star, you dream. And I dream, and I am never afraid of the dark, and neither are you. With me, you are fearless, just like that three-year-old boy who passed his Batman sheet around his neck and jumped off the top bunk of his bunk bed because he really believes that he can fly. And right before you fall, smash into my heart, I save you. Your angel without wings, we take flight into reality, life. And there I imagine I am your wife, and I honor those fingertip-written, blood-vein-running vows that I made to you. And it will read as simply as this. My love, I have loved you for lifetimes, ever before we met. And right here, in light years until infinity and beyond, I have already started fulfilling my wifely duties, such as signing you up for things you didn't ask me to. Because even after death, I will still love you. So you are now an organ donor. Because if you should die before I wake, I pray they leave for me, from you, what they take, your heart and your lungs. I will use your heart as my comfort pillow so that I can lay in comfort and fall asleep to the heartbeat of our symphony. But before my head meets the bed, I will play dress up every night and I will wear each one of your lungs on my ears as earrings so that after my conversation with God, your voice is the last sound note that I will hear. I imagine. Let's imagine, y'all.
Yes, I agree with Candace and the chat room. Bravo, bravo. I absolutely love
that
piece. Love the delivery. Yes, that was high.
Thank you very much. You guys can find me on Facebook at Tanisha Gardner, in parentheses, poetically correct. Tanisha is spelled T-E-N-E-S-H-A-G-A-R-D-N-E-R. You can find me on YouTube under the same thing, mainly Poetically Correct. I think there is a few things on there. I think I have Stand and Just Love and Generation Next. So if you put that in next to Poetically Correct, it should pop right up. If you guys want to hear Imagine live, because it is a little different live with some things going on. We got some Temptations in the background and some acoustic guitars and stuff. You can catch me at One Night Only, hosted by Unscripted, and that will be February 25th. It is a Saturday, and it will take place at 1932 South Halsted. So if you want to get tickets to that show, please inbox me or give me a call. My number's up there on the info section of the thingy-thingy. And you guys can hit me up, and we'll work something out.
It's always on the south side. It's always on the – I want to be there.
Really,
you know,
it's not. Really, it's not, because that's like downtown. So really, it's not. It's on
okay,
the west.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I'll try to be there with you. I'm going to try to be there with you. Please post that on my wall so I can find out about it and let the people know again what's good in the shot. Shy City all day. Mm-hmm. Let the people know how they can. Oh, well, you did that already. Okay. Much love to you. Appreciate you.
All right,
we're not at all excited about the South Side. Lord have mercy. Okay. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye, Mama.
Thank you. Good night. Look, that's Shy City all day, y'all. Look, if you're in the Chicago area, you got another shout out for the Shy. Mojo's PM Black History Month event featuring Joshua Bennett. HBO Brave New Voices Poet, Friday, February 10th at the University of Illinois right here in Chicago at the Student Center East in the Illinois Room to be hosted by Marco Rock. That's my man. This event is free. It's open to the public. It starts at 7. It says, please join us for an evening full of thought-provoking spoken word, song, and social commentary. This is one of my favorite things to do in the Shy. So if you're out here, you want to be at the University of Illinois this Friday. I'm going to try to make it there. There's a lot of poetry things going on this week and next week in the Shy, so I'm excited about what we got going on. I'm about to spit this piece. When we come back, I'm going to open the mic for 646 and then 302 is 36 minutes on my mic. If you want to get on, it's 347-826-9842. Press 1 and get in queue. I'm going to spit the piece, take a break, and when we come back, like I said, 646 is on you. In honor of the Black History Month, I'm going to get this to my brothers. So this piece is called You, Average Brother. Hey, brother. How you doing? Can I speak to you for a minute? Now, before I get all up in it, I would just like to say that you're the shit. And trust me when I say I've looked all over, but there is none quite equivalent, see? You're no average brother to me, especially when you do what it is that you do. So every word in this poem is going to be about you, and I hope you comprehend. This poem is about the way that you extend your hands to open the doors for me or turn on the hot water and pour in bubbles for me. And while I'm soaking, you please me with a cup of hot caramel tea. I'm smiling completely. I mean, it don't take much. With no money in either of our pockets, you still manage to treat me to lunch and trust. Moves like that would make any woman feel rich. A far height from being just someone's beneficial buddy, a bitch. Yes, you're more than an average brother. See, I even noticed the way you treat your mother, and she smiles completely.
knowing she raised a son who defines respect, stays on the grind even minus a check, or can hold down two jobs. But if she calls in an hour of need, she knows he will be right on deck, a man who shows he will protect. See, we ain't got time to be living our moments in regret, so pick your head up off your neck, my brother, and never let it down, even if the world demands you to, because, baby, every word in this poem is going to be about you, the way you carry yourself, humbly but with pride. Your royalty can't be denied. I mean, it makes me want to respect myself. And yes, even the way you carry me with my attitude and my positivity. And let me not fail to mention the way you hold my attention. I'm focused. Hey, brother, before I go any further, I even notice the way you treat your daughters and they smile completely. Just to be in your presence is truly a blessing to see, and that, well, that don't sound average to me, especially since I know that there's plenty of girls still wishing for a daddy, and if you don't believe me, just go to the club. So I'm praying you take this opportunity to show your children what it is to love. Hey, love, just call me an opportunist. See, it's the passion and not the potential in you that makes me want to do this. Are you listening? Because I'm speaking to you. See, you're no average brother to me, especially when you do what it is that you do. So every word in this poem is going to be about you. You're far from ordinary, more than the medium. See, from my estimation, you're more like what God sent directly from his kingdom. So, King, smile to me completely. Don't let the troubles of your life drain the joy from your laughter. I know life ain't no fairy tale, so just believe in the morning after, because joy comes in the morning. And there I will be right next to you, ready to help you carry a load or two, because I ain't no average sister. So I don't need no handful of diamond rings. See, I understand that life is more than things, but it would be nice. But know that what you do for me, I would gladly do for you. And yes, I'll admit I'm willing to purchase a diamond or two just to help me illustrate your value. See, to be average means you hold some sort of mediocrity, and that's not true. So that's why I made every word in this poem about you. So I hope I managed. Hey, brother, just so you know, you raised the bar of just being average. It's Hip Hop Tuesday. Shout out to the boss lady. Here's my slow groove boss lady pick for the night. It's Hip Hop Tuesday, but we got to slow it down sometimes just for the boss. Love you, baby. Shout out to all of her coworkers listening to archives. We'll be right back, y'all. Here's Sade with The Color of Love. When I
And we're back. That was Sade, The Color of Love. Ooh, I love that song. He just puts me in a place. Shout out to everybody and they booze. If you're looking for something to do this Valentine's Day, there's a lot of shows going on BTR Ring. Got a thing going on. We got our thing going on. So it's going to be poetry all night. Hug up with your booze and get your poetic love on. Shout out to B keeping me on my... Keeping me on my post because I totally lost it. 646, it's on you. We figured it out. What to do?
Hello?
Hello?
China, what's up?
What's good?
It's Joseph King.
Hey, Joseph. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep this time.
Promise me, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take what you got, though. I'm going to take what you got.
But I'm going to bring it to your show only.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm gonna keep you.
Okay, all right. I'm loving how you're bringing the old school back. So I'm gonna do a little tribute. It's supposed to be something that me and Joe Ski were supposed to be putting together, East Coast versus West, putting together a few MCs and just spitting a little part of it. So it's supposed to be a battle coming up. So y'all get ready.
Gotcha.
So let me just go into it. A lot of the songs you might not know from the East. I'm just going to name a few like Big Daddy Kane, Bismarck, Rakim, Keith Murray, EPMD, KRS-One, Rob Bass, Busta Rhymes, LL Cool, Organized Confusion, mm-hmm. Brand Nubian, Redman, Leaders of the New School, and whatever hits my head, I'm going to go in.
That's almost not jumping up and down. Stop. Just go do your thing.
True that. Okay, my mic sound nice, check one. My mic sound nice, check two. Yeah. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Literal, get bold. I just can't hold back the flow because I'm a man with soul. In control and the effects of what the heck. Rock the discotheques and this groove's what's next. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two. You got to chill. The bridge is over. Bruh-bah. The bridge is over. Hey. My philosophy. You can't get with me. Let's play a few seconds of this song that you might have heard some dope beats and some exclusive lyrics. I am going to rock the bells. You know LL Cool J is hard as battle anybody, I don't care you. We are going to rewind that and bring you some L-O-N-S with a Child Called Quest. Slim Trim on the limb, Slim Trim, there I am, don't run for the grim. Sight for the light on the night, on the mic. See sick, see psych and slipped away and off to the Poconos. Here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario, watch as I combine from the two from the mind. Heat up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. No bragging, try to be the mind, Mr. Magin. Vocab you, very necessary. Win bigger than to my library. Oh my gosh. It read it like a stool, like a one-piece of Tasha. Along with the track, man. Pardon me. As I come back, I beg your pardon. When I drive the tools, then I roll with a squadron. Rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little drawers because your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I won't dish you with a turban. And no solar light is the most daily urine. Chocolate charcoal, the chocolate chicken, the Bill Cock Diesel, and cheeks that we're picking. Yo, busted out before the bust another rubber to the rhythm sinks. The rhymes on time, ripping up the sound just like a Michio. This is a song that you might have heard before. Coming I'm coming like a redneck trucker. Watch your back. You can't steer it. Face the bass from your run when you hear it. It's the most incredible rap. Individual style piles up like drug pieces of queen. Surely, step back. Better watch it. My whole herd's packing, rapping. Let's take it to the corner of the block and battle with the end of. But if you like it, take it to the stage where it might get commanded. That's how I like it. Hit me in the face, why don't you? Prince Paul will hunt you and punch you, your bulldog foul. I'm no slave to the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm. And that's that piece. It didn't come out the way I wanted to, but I tried.
All I know is what they say, you have me bugging. I was over here wilding, doing a little face grab, my little John Cena, everything.
It's going to be perfected. So, Joski, you better watch out, boy.
Look, I'm digging that. Look, I am. And the chat room was feeling it, too. So when you get it perfected and get it stiffed and clipped, bring it back. Please share with me because that's my kind of piece right there. I'm loving it. Shout out Ode to Hip Hop. We love you, Hip Hop. Shout out to you. Everybody in the chat room that was digging that. I appreciate y'all. That's why y'all here, because y'all dig the Hip Hop like I am. Dig that. Let the people know where they can get some more of that madness.
On Facebook, I'm simply Joseph Nathaniel King Jr. Nothing more, nothing less.
Ew. I like how he did that. All right. Thank you. Come back with that exclusive. Be here on Friday.
No doubt.
No doubt. Make sure y'all here Friday. We politicking, y'all. 11 p.m., 10 o'clock Central. Be here for that. Real quick, I want to show some attention to the teens. If you're out there, attention team poets, if you're in the MD area or the surrounding areas, Thursday you're invited to SLAM for a chance to represent Prince George's County during the DMV Louder Than a Bomb Festival this spring. Admission is free. It's hosted by Lyrical Storm Poets. So if you want to be a part of that team, you're out there, people that's going to the Poet Team Show on Tuesdays, make sure y'all spread the word. If you're out there tweeting, make sure y'all tweeting these events, tweeting your own events, tweeting the show. Use the hashtag, which is the number sign, one word, the poetry movement. So you're out there doing things. I'll make sure that I tweet this and, again, post all of these links up that I'm talking about on the show. If you're trying to be a part of this team, contact Neville Adams or Clint Smith at 301-513-5700. So good luck to all the teens out there trying to rep that. Let's bring it back. 302, it's on you.
What's up, Blue?
Hey, B-Boo. Thanks for keeping me on my square.
Of course. You know, we got to do that for each other. It's no problem. I loved your piece. I love your piece so much. I had to switch up what I was about to do and do something else. Your piece was dope.
I don't think I've ever encouraged someone to switch a piece. I'm a snap.
Yeah, you did. You encouraged me to switch a piece. So I'm going to go ahead and spit this piece. It's untitled. My King. In a perfect world, all you have to do is say my name and I'd leave who or whatever I was doing so we can make our lives the same, because every event, person, place, or thing has led to the moment when you are ready to become my king. Simply because I need to be everywhere you are, attached to the follicles of your hair and cemented in the roots, reflected in your eyes every time you blink, the thought in your brain waves every time you think, the trace of your lips, the taste buds on your tongue, your heart's percussion, the ribs around your lungs, that cocoa pigment tinting your skin quite perfectly, that bulge in your jeans, that thickness that throbs for me. I suck from your breath as if your kiss promised immortality to me. Obvious becomes the peace that rests in your warmth of your smile when you look at me, eyes that hold more light than the sun with the horizon I could walk in, hands that shatter my spine and arch my back higher than heaven's ceiling, with a body created strong enough to harbor my pain and yet tender as the sound of you saying my name. Promising me that no 2 days will ever be the same, so I bargain with yesterday to delay my time with you today as I look forward to spending tomorrow with you. Infinite are the lines upon pages of our poetry, mimicking our fluidity, visible even in haiku, so to feel you is to have you. To hear you is to need you. And I must have all of you without hesitation or limitation. Give yourself to me, embed me in the fine lines that create the print of your hand, and I become your lifeline. because you are far more than an average man. A king is who you are. And that's my piece.
Indeed, indeed. Look, I'm listening to the piece and in the chat room. I got to stay focused. Trying to type the lines. I don't even forget. I'm not even going to type. You know what? Yes, beautiful piece. I'm glad you changed the piece. I know a lot of people out there was expecting her to get the mic all juicy and wet, but pow, she changed it up on y'all. I like
it. That's right. I changed it.
Yes, I like it. I like that side of your pen. You know what? I mean, I really do. I really do. You have some nice wordplay. I just love the way you put things together, for real, on the other side of the sensual side. Because I know everybody feels you on the sensual side, but you know what? I'm feeling the other side of your pen all day, every day. Appreciate you, D. Let them know what's going on with you and the Dope Poets.
Well, actually, Dope Poets is first. Beautiful Poetry with Dope Poets is every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern on BTR. This Sunday is going to be a dope-ass Sunday of a show. I mean, every show is dope, but this one is really, really special to me because the first hour we do on a cypher. So it's dope-ass Sunday. Yes. It's going to be crazy. Freestyling for the whole first hour is going to be crazy. I'm going to be freestyling. That's how I started my poetry. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be so crazy.
No,
so
nothing about
I know you'll hit my
tab. Absolutely. nothing about freestyling, but please believe, I'm going to be there after service. I'm going to take my little, leave my sockets on, and I'm going to come freestyle with y'all.
All right. And real quick, I just want to let y'all know, Valentine's Day is the 14th. Rain and I are doing a show at 8 p.m. Eastern before this show here on that Tuesday. So it'll be, isn't it before? Yeah, it's before. 8 p.m. Eastern is before China show. So we are going to have a couple of special guests. There will be Shake the Poet, Isis Sun, and Kevin Moultrie, Poetic Soul, I believe. Yeah, Poetic Soul will also be in the building. So make sure that y'all come through on Valentine's Day and just have a good time with us. It'll be cool. And then, you know, after that, y'all can just come through over here, you know, where y'all normally are on Tuesdays and, you know, keep the party moving.
Keep the party moving. And we appreciate you all the time.
Thank you, Blue.
Thank you. All right, 410, it's on you. What?
Am I online? Is Skype messing up? Am I here? Am I there? Hey, Blue.
You here, you there, you are everywhere. Hey, Blue.
Thank you, B, for putting that info out. I'll give a little bit more information as well. I'm loving the show. I'm you know what? I'm about to go on Facebook and find out where everybody at. It's been like this all week. I know, right? They don't know. Okay, so I brought a piece that I wrote, and I don't think I've ever spit it. It was, it's not really an event piece. It's just, I don't know, I got tired. I get tired. I think I used to say this phrase, but it's called Just Facebook.
All right.
It's just Facebook. It's just Facebook. Damn, it's just Facebook. Really? If I hear that line one more time, damn. You can agree to disagree. It's on you. How I see it, Facebook is really just like real life. Yeah, I said it. The difference is we are living it on a screen. Facebook is compiled of real people. Some mentalists, spiritualists, realists, optimists, pessimists, gossipists, poets, singers, authors, artists, businesses, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-grandmothers, daughters, sons, nephews, nieces, friends. Ah, yes, friends. That term we use so loosely. Some truly are true. Facebook finally got a clue and added the acquaintance to the mix, but it's a little too late for that ish. I'm not going through the list of poet, friends, family to classify each one Who's got time for that? Not me, but who cares about that? Anyway, everyone has their own reasons for coming here. It might be just to share your thoughts and ideas, to make a change, find a wife or a husband, make friends, find acquaintances, acceptance, receive praise, give praise, uplift and pray, get paid, promote yourself and your products, network for business and pleasure, share your many gifts, or just cause drama, because that is what some love to do. So please stop with the "it's just Facebook-ish." So whatever your reasons for coming here, it's valid to you. But it's true, there are those that do get to acting brand new, because we know any time you get a whole bunch of people together from different walks of life, there's going to be strife. Facebook drama, just like life. In life, we just stop communicating on Facebook. I personally love the block, "I really don't care to see you anymore" button. You just, you don't need to see me, and I don't need to see you. Even if we have mutual friends, it's all good. I'll do me, and you do you. In real life, we wouldn't go hang out at the same place if we feel uncomfortable, so we handle ourselves accordingly. So on Facebook, instead of making all of this noise, we all have a choice. The problem is we don't always choose right, so I guess that's Facebook's fault, right? Life is filled with lovers, friends, enemies, liars, cheaters, predators, manipulators, gossipers, backbiters, backsliders. Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, black, white, Hispanics, Asians, Native American. These are all people. Facebook are people from all walks of life. The bottom line is we come here for a reason. So get what you came here for and stop looking at it like it's just Facebook. Be true to you and be real with others. Expect the best out of your experience and the people here, and be the best. Why would you offer any less? If we looked at Facebook for what it really is, I think we'd all be better off. Show respect, get respect. When you devalue Facebook, you devalue the people on it. So let's do our part, show love and respect and whatever our purpose is for coming here. It's not just Facebook to me, because you're here and I value you. Much love to my love, my friends, my poetic family, my acquaintances, my enemies, and those I have yet to meet. Respectfully, me. And that's that piece.
All right, real quick, let them know where to get you.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook. Well, actually, you know what? I'm just going to say you can find me at rain.net. And as far as the show on Valentine's Day, it won't be a whole 3 hours of poetry. So just know that it's going to be conversation with Isis Sun, Kevin, Moultrie, and Shake. And we'll also be playing music all 3 hours. And then the last hour will be open mic. So it won't be, you know, we won't be trying to do 5 hours from our show to your show, you know, with poetry. So just come out and get a chance to speak with the artist. And I will be having a competition before the show, four categories, I'll put them out, but there's going to be four categories of stories to compete for your favorite artist's new releases. So stay tuned for more information on that, and that's that.
Indeed, appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, 9 minutes left on my mic. If you're trying to hear the rest of the show, you're in the chat room or listen via some other source, the number to dial is 347-826-9842. That's the only way for you to listen to the rest of the show, in case we go over into archives, which I'm hoping that we get everybody in this 8-minute time frame if I don't talk too much. So 347, then 410, then 832. We're going to try to do this with this 8 minutes. 347, it's on you. Go.
What's good? What's good, China? This is Party Black. Amen. I'm going to get right into this piece, man. It's chilling tonight, but I'm going to come sit for you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Name of this piece is called Street Man's Journey. In essence, pain never really goes away, it just lingers. Somewhat like the days, it fades into the night, and all you can do is hope that things will be alright, but it's not. It never really is. You all find new ways to master hurt, whether it be through work or recreational activities. In some way, we're all just searching for the ability to cope, which explains why my world feels coked up, because I'm numb. In fact, doped up, because I've never felt so low. As each day goes, I watch my life implode slowly. Gradually, I lose all sense of reality, or maybe I've lost all sense of humanity. And it seems like a tragedy the way my vices got the best of me, because what started out recreational became the focal point of my day, the point that my appearance became affected by my late night habits turned to possessions, which eventually began to inhabit my days the way addictions do. So my taste grew for that escape, the point where I was stuck, so don't ask me how the fuck my life became so unmanaged. But I didn't ask for this life that was given. You still manage to look at me in disgrace, but you place your shoes with mine to see if the lines of the traces of pain don't appear on the surface of your attire. I mean, there was a time that my life made sense. All my innocence was snatched from me, so I tried to find it again, using any sauce of intoxicant, mending me back together again. Whether it was cannabis, Ciroc, or Grego, I wouldn't let the day go without it. Don't go pointing your fingers and passing judgment. Even the judge get judged. I stood tall in the face of life's verdict, and I didn't budge. I'm still here, tattered a bit, but I'm still here. My biggest fear is that misunderstand me. Because living ain't easy, and dying is even harder than that, but I hope when you see me, my attire is black and dingy, you feel my pain. Let me smile, continue my journey. Rest in peace.
Wow, well, much love to you, Black. I appreciate you for sharing that with us. That was deep right there. Appreciate it.
Most stuff.
Let the people know where they can get some more of that.
Hit me up on Facebook, Danny Green. My name is spelled D-A-N. Y-E-I-L, Green Like the Color, hit me up. Definitely my album about to drop very, very, very soon. So, I'll support that. Hit me up, man.
Yeah, let me get that out to you. You have to email that to me. We can't do it through the phone like that. Get out.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to email it to you tonight.
Tonight,
I got you.
No doubt. All right. Let's keep this thing moving. 4 minutes left, 410. Hey, boo.
Hey, it's me, sweet lady. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I'm clear, because my mic is stupid sometimes. Okay, here I go. This piece is called Touch. Touch me with your voice. Entice me with your imagination. Captivate me with your intelligence. Impress me with a vocabulary that doesn't consist of words such as bitch, hoe, or slut. When you greet me, say, hello, pretty lady, and not yo shade or hey, mama. That foolishness doesn't faze me. If you want to approach me, come correct or don't come at all. Get to know me from the inside out. I'm a woman who thinks with her heart as well as her mind. My beauty is found in my eyes. My life is etched in the flow of my ink. Read me, and the real me will be revealed to you. Then decide, do I touch you? In a way that you've never been touched before. Do my words penetrate through your cerebral and go to the core of your senses? If so, I am she that can set your mind free and take you away to our own secluded paradise. I need you, but can you penetrate me with your eyes? Can you embrace me with the stroke of your pen and not just the physical touch of your hand? Are you willing to see if you have what it takes to make me your own? Can you caress more than just my body? Can you reach my soul and make my heart sing? Are you he who can truly
sweet lady, closing the show tonight. Our last caller dropped off, but you are so close. Changed the whole mood of the last track I was going to play for tonight. So, hey, look, that's what we're doing tonight. We just changed your mood. So I appreciate you, Queen. Please let the people know where they can get some more of that.
I am on Facebook. I've only put some of my stuff on my notes, but I'm about to open up all the notes that I had taken from one computer to my Mac. So I need to just open them up because I just made them, you know, when you put it just for you to find. So I'm going to be opening up my notes, and I am Sweet Lady Poetic Storyteller on Facebook, and I'll put my link in the chat.
No doubt. Appreciate you, love. Thank you.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night. All right, much love to everybody again that hit me up in the chat room, everybody that listened in on the lines. If you spit on tonight's show, make sure that you're reposting in the archives and letting people know that you spit in our open mic so they can get a chance to hear you. Only a few minutes left. I want to say much love to everybody here. Be here on Friday for Politics Friday with the Boss Lady and myself at 11 p.m., 10 o'clock Central. Do your homework. Next Tuesday, if you're looking for something to do with your boo or if you're solo for show, though, then tune in for 4 to 14th on Valentine's Day and be with us. We so dedicated. We're going to be here live with you on the Lover's Holiday, doing what we do just for you. Also, we got some other BTI hosts that will be spending their holiday with you, so y'all show us some love and be there in attendance on time. Shout out to Brother Rob out in D.C. celebrating their birthday. Robbie, a.k.a. Ruby, a.k.a. Epiphany out of Cincinnati. Sultry right here in the state. Illinois, hostess of Euphoria out in Peoria, Illinois. Radio show WAZU 90.7 FM radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Shout out to Bob Marley, who had his birthday on yesterday. Here's my slow groove on my way out. Thanks to Sweet Lady, she changed my vibe. So until next time, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Here's Bob Marley featuring Lauryn Hill with Lights Down Low. Good night, y'all.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah, ooh, it's been a long, long time. For you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good.
Loving you is like a song I replay every 3 minutes and
30 seconds of every day. And every chorus was written for us to recite.
Right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am because I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you ask and then I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
I want to give you some good loving. Turn your light down low,
right now,
and pull your window curtain,
right now,
and let your love come tumbling in,
right now,
into our lives again,
right now.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah,
I got for you both, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you both.
Yeah.